This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, August the 2nd. I am Marilyn West, and this is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. It's the first weekend in August. It's a civic holiday weekend. Since June 22nd, we've officially been in summer. Many stores are already nudging us toward fall with back-to-school signs and autumn decor. But there's no reason to rush. There are still 29 beautiful summer days in August, and when we add 22 summer days left in September, we actually have 51 full summer days to enjoy. Now, here's something that I didn't know, but you may not know, but August is officially Happiness Happens Month. It's a time to celebrate life's pleasures, big ones and small ones, and to allow us to have happiness just simply by letting it happen. The idea behind this month isn't about pretending life is perfect or pressuring ourselves to chase joy. Instead, it invites us to pause, to look around us, and to see the good that's already here. It encourages us to reflect on the moments that have made us smile and enjoy more of what remains of our summer. Sometimes happiness doesn't need to be structured or planned. It just is. It happens. Last Saturday, we talked about the all-or-nothing mindset and how freeing it can be to live in the gray area. This month is a continuation of that idea. We don't have to strive for perfection. We can stop and we can take pleasure in what already exists for us and makes us happy. For some of us, it may be as simple as starting our day with a lovely cup of coffee. For others, it may be to sketch or to strum our guitar or to watch a sunrise or a sunset or to hear laughter. Maybe it's a call from a friend or a spontaneous chat with a stranger. Happiness doesn't always come with fanfare. Sometimes it's gentle. It tiptoes in when we pause long enough to look around and to notice. As motivational speaker Jim Rohn once said, happiness is not something you postpone for the future. It's something you design for the present. And August gives us permission to do just that. This weekend also brings us another reason to celebrate and to be happy. It's Friendship Day. Depending on where we are, it's either was marked on July 30th or it'll be tomorrow, a Sunday. It's the perfect opportunity to focus on the people who bring us joy and make us happy. Friends are the ones who laugh with us, who support us without judgment, and who remind us of who we are when we forget. They help us be our best selves, and they're one of life's simplest, most fulfilling pleasures. We can call them our happy makers. In fact, studies show that people with strong social connection experience less stress, experience better heart health, stronger immune function, and a greater sense of well-being overall. And it doesn't stop there. August is a magnificent month. It also houses romance awareness. So whether you're already in love or open to love, this month is a gentle reminder to open our heart. We can use August, Romance Awareness Month, to nurture our relationship or welcome the possibility of something new. And our romance doesn't have to be grand or dramatic. It can live in kind gestures, thoughtful words, and shared smiles. And here's a lovely fact. According to a study in 2023, people who experience romantic love, whether long-term or new, reported greater happiness and life satisfaction, especially when that love includes emotional closeness and shared values. So, romance is wonderful, but it doesn't just have to be reserved for others. We can have a romance with life itself, a love for ourselves too, a love for nature, and a love for just what is. So this weekend, it's truly a triple-decker celebration. We can let happiness happen. We can nurture and enjoy friendship, and we can invite love and romance into our lives. And we can do that, love and romance, in all its beautiful forms. I remember a day in August when I was starting grade 5. We had just moved, and I was nervous about starting a new school in Maple Park in Welland. One afternoon, I went out with a basket to explore the neighborhood, and there was a forest nearby. So I went collecting rocks, and I filled the basket. But by the time I turned for home, it was heavy and I was struggling. Then I heard a voice behind me. "You look like you can use a little help." A cute boy, David, lifted the basket from my hands. He turned out to be my new classmate in September. He was kind and he was generous, and without even realizing, happiness happened. That day, I made my first friend at my new school, and I must admit, I felt a flutter in my heart. David was my first crush. I remember it as if it was yesterday, though it was decades ago. It's a perfect example of how happiness, friendship, and romance can just happen. They can happen right in the middle of August if we let them in. So as we begin this beautiful new month, let's open ourselves to the joy that's all around us. Let's slow down. Let's take a breath. Let's truly see the summer, the vibrant flowers, the squirrels and the chipmunks, the big trees, the bunnies darting across our path. Let's listen to the bird melodies and to the buzzing bees, and the soft rustle of leaves that dance in the wind. Let's let our minds wander. Let's lift our spirits. And let's make informed decisions with no regrets. Because today, we can have the opportunity of learning from the experts here on From a Woman's Perspective. And they'll help us so that we can learn and make informed decisions without any regret. Each will share their knowledge and experience in this hour and beyond. So, because there's lots to learn and enjoy, I won't explore all the wonders of August. You have an opportunity to experience them yourself. And coming up in this hour, we'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, nutrition and lifestyle guidance from Christine, the health coach, hearing insights from Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, dental health advice from Susan Salga of Denture Ready. We'll also talk relationships with matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and we'll get smart realty solutions from Sharon Parenteau and explore accessibility with Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And yes, I'll be your wardrobe doctor. So in a moment, after one important message about organ donation, we'll hear from Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial and learn how to make our money work for us. I am Marilyn Waston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Wetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial is here. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn. Good morning to your listeners. Happy Saturday. So, you know, Marilyn, normally I try to dovetail what I say to the theme of your show, but today I'm going to diverge from dovetailing upon your theme of happiness and finding joy. I could speak at length about finding joy in adversity and disappointment. There are ample opportunities to find joy. It all depends on whether you want to be happy or sad, angry or good-humored, judgmental or objective. These are all emotions and perspectives which you can control and engender within yourself. Today, I'd like to talk about ethics, rules, and financial planning. Recently, there was a court case which, in a gross oversimplification, settled upon legal rights and whether the law had been breached. Nowhere was there any reference to what was the right thing to do or have done. The moral imperative was lost in the minutiae of questionable details and credibility. The larger, more compelling hurdle of moral responsibility and judgment was lost. The constructivist legal scholar Ronald Dworkin said saw law as integrity. It is a theory of legal interpretation and adjudication that emphasizes the importance of moral principles and consistency in legal decision-making. It proposes that judges should interpret laws in a way that best fits and justifies the existing legal framework, viewing the law as a coherent set of principles rather than a collection of isolated rules. Conversely, legal positivism is a legal theory that argues that the validity of law depends on its sources rather than its morality. The legal scholar Hans Kelsen was a strong advocate of the separation of law and morality and believed that the validity of law should be determined by its source rather than its moral content. What was written and do the facts substantiate the actions or lack of action taken would be the determinant factors influencing a legal decision. So how does this relate to financial planning? In the early years of our current consumer regulatory regime, the debate was whether we should have a rules-based system or a principles-based system, whether what was written would determine right or whether the measure would be, if it smells funny, there's probably something wrong. I won't belabor the point. You can probably surmise that I fall upon the side of moral interpretation. What is the right thing to do? However, for the largely uneducated and vulnerable consumer who may be ignorant of the law and the rules, something more compelling than trust me must come into play. In financial planning, it shouldn't be what we can justifiably sell you, but rather what can I demonstrably show is the right thing for you to do with your money. I'm morally and ethically duty-bound to act in your best interest. I use my financial planning tools to demonstrate how a financial product or strategy will materially benefit you. Your financial planner should be able to have an objective conversation with you about your money and the impact of different products and services upon your well-being. Less selling and more advising. Every conversation with a financial planner should not be about what can be sold to you. It should rather turn on what is the best thing for you, your family, and the role money plays in your well-being. Thank you all for listening, and do have a fantastic long weekend.
Well, don't run away, Kevin, because it's something that people don't think about. Investing isn't just about buying the right stock or having an investor sell you and sell you more. It's about what's the right thing to do. And you saying that and living that is what makes me happy about having you as part of the From a Woman's Perspectives team. Thank you for that. And if anyone wants to talk to you about what's right for them, where do we reach you? And will you give us a conversation, no obligation and no cost?
Of course I will. Best number to reach me at is 416-708-6229. Or you can drop me a line at ineedhelp@fullcirclefinancial.ca.
Take down the number and deal with someone who has your interest at heart. It's not just about selling. It's about getting the right advice and moving forward in a positive direction. Having someone hold your hand, like Kevin Giffen, 416-708-6229. That's 416-708-6229. Thanks, Kevin, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. Thank you, listeners. Have a great long weekend.
The Aerolux Folding Power Chair. How do you improve on great? By introducing Aerolux 2C. Next level comfort. Aerolux 2C has an adjustable footrest for short or long legs. A seating width of 18 inches. Ergonomic backrest so you can ride all day. Yet it's ultra lightweight. Anyone can lift it and stow it away. Arrange a test ride. Call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. Great? Meet greater. Aerolux 2C. New from Travel Buggy.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. And this week, I think we're talking about why women are more vulnerable to chronic inflammation. Good morning, Dr. Betty. So are we and why are we?
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, this morning we're going to talk about why women are more vulnerable to chronic inflammation, and we're also going to talk about how to manage it. So chronic inflammation is a condition that many people face, but did you know that women are actually more susceptible to it than men? Because inflammation really is the body's natural response to injury or infection, but chronic inflammation from things like poor diet, lack of sleep, stress, and poor detoxification can actually wreak havoc on our overall health. And for women, this can translate into a wide variety of symptoms, for example, from joint pain to digestive issues and even to mood imbalances. So let's just talk about what chronic inflammation is for starters. So chronic inflammation occurs when the body's inflammatory response continues for a long period of time, even when there's no immediate injury or infection. It's not part of the normal healing process, but rather an ongoing reaction that gradually damages tissues, organs, and even systems in the body. So while inflammation is actually a necessary immune response that our body it helps to fight infections and to heal injuries, chronic inflammation, on the other hand, contributes to the development of many chronic diseases, and that those include things like autoimmune diseases or disorders, cardiovascular diseases, even things like type 2 diabetes, and certain cancers. So chronic inflammation can be linked to lifestyle factors. Sometimes it's linked to genetic, but it can actually be linked to lifestyle factors. And there's four key issues that I just want to touch on today. So the first thing is poor diet and inflammatory foods. So when we think of our diet actually plays a crucial role in the body's inflammatory response. And many common foods in the modern Western diet can promote inflammation. This can include refined sugars and processed carbohydrates, even what we call trans fats. Those are found in a lot of fried foods, refined vegetable oils, things like soybean and corn, which actually have a lot of omega-6 fatty acids. Those are the ones that are pro-inflammatory, and these can promote inflammatory processes. For some people, dairy and gluten can, especially with those individuals with sensitivities, can trigger inflammatory responses. And alcohol, for example, can trigger systemic inflammation, increasing the risk of chronic diseases. So when we think of our bodies, we want to focus on, for example, sleep, detoxification processes, reducing stress, for example. And these are key areas to really help reduce inflammation in our body. Next week, I'm going to talk about why women are more susceptible, and because essentially of our hormonal differences, but also I want to focus on how to manage chronic inflammation, specifically in women. In the meantime, people can give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca, and they can contact me if they wanted to get more information or consult for their own inflammatory issues.
Whether it's inflammatory issues or anything dealing with your health and you want to tackle it naturally, take Dr. Betty up on her complimentary consultation by phone or in person. Just give her a call at 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty. I look forward to hearing the follow-up next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
On this long weekend, if you're wishing you could hear what's going on around you, there is a way. It needs the expert advice of hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, who knows all about hearing aids and all about our ears. And he's here now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Now, when most people think about celebration, they picture something loud. Fireworks, music, laughter. But in my line of work, celebration often shows up in quieter moments, the kind most people overlook. There's music in life, not just the kind that comes from speakers or concert halls, but the kind that lives in everyday conversation. It's in the rhythm of the back and forth chatter with a friend. It's in the gentle way someone says your name, or the rustle of someone sitting next to you and just kind of engaging in a conversation with you. But when hearing begins to fade, that music drifts into the background, slowly, almost without notice. It becomes harder to follow, harder to feel a part of. And when that happens, something inside begins to pull back. I've met countless people over the years who didn't realize how much they were missing until we helped them reconnect with sound. And often, it's not about replacing their hearing aids. It's about reviving them. A deep cleaning, a small repair, new domes, a better fit, a finer-tuned instrument. These tiny changes, when done right, can bring someone back to life. One of the greatest joys in my work, and something that I never tire of, is seeing that shift happen in real time. Someone walks in quiet and reserved, expecting little. Maybe they've already convinced themselves that this is just how it is now, and that's just how I have to function. But when we bring their hearing back into focus, everything changes. Their eyes light up, their shoulders lift, they start talking more, they laugh a little louder. They don't just hear better, they feel better. More present, more included, and more of themselves. That's a celebration. It's not flashy, it's not loud, but it's meaningful. Because enjoying life isn't just about the big events. It's about the little things we get to take part of every single day, whether it's a phone call, a whispered joke, the birds outside the window, whatever it might be. I often think of hearing aids not just as devices, but as bridges. They connect people back to the world, to their families, to their independence. And sometimes all it takes to strengthen that bridge is a bit of attention. So, if your hearing aids haven't been performing the way they used to, if you've started avoiding conversations or just smiling and nodding instead of really engaging, maybe it's time to bring them in. Let us have a look. Let us help. Because celebration doesn't always need a stage. Sometimes it's just being able to hear the people you love clearly again. And that's something worth celebrating every day.
Well, it's a holiday weekend, and everyone loves to celebrate. And happiness can happen if you are taking charge of your health and you can hear your best. Anyone interested in finding out about a hearing test or having your old hearing aids revived or anything to do with helping you stay engaged in life, take down Edmund Ivazian's number, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. Happiness can happen for all of us, but we do have to take action to move forward and help it along. Edmund, thank you for that advice, and I look forward to learning more from you next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
When you're ready to meet someone new, it takes positive action. Time to reach out to an experienced, successful matchmaker who'll listen to you and then help you find that right person. Here on From a Woman's Perspective, we have our very own Cupid. It's matchmaker Linda Miller, and she's here right now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So a question I get all the time is, how do we find our clients? And I think there's a big misconception out there. So I don't know if any of you have seen the new movie. It's called The Materialists, and it stars Dakota Fanning, and she's a matchmaker. And it was actually written by a real matchmaker. And it's kind of interesting because at one point she walks up to a good-looking guy on the street and says, "Hey, are you single?" and hands him her business card. And so I, from that perspective, I think a lot of people have a misconception about matchmaking. So one of the biggest places we get our clients from is word of mouth. So somebody knows somebody who used Misty River introductions, and they know that couple firsthand, and they like the quality of the person they ended up with. So they come to the service sort of already sold. I don't have to convince them that it's a good idea. They know that it works, and they know someone who used us. And then, of course, we do a lot of balancing out of our database, because obviously when we, for instance, do the women's show in Toronto or the women's show in Ottawa, we get a lot of women in. So we have to do something to bring the equal amount of men to come in as well. So we'll go on Rogers and we'll put an ad during the hockey games or during one of the sporting events, or we'll spend money on an ad on TSN, or we put an ad on the news, on CTV News or CHCH or CP24 News, because a lot of men tend to watch those time periods on TV. So we're always evening out our numbers, but we do get a lot of people from TV ads. We also get a lot of people from Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and YouTube. So I do a lot of videos helping people with common questions they have about matchmaking and dating. So sometimes it's pretty straightforward where we get our clients, and sometimes people wonder, and so it's a question I often get.
So, Linda, often I get the question, will she have enough men on her list? And it sounds like the work of being a matchmaker isn't just about finding the right person for an individual. It's like finding the right people to want to be part of a matchmaking effort so you can pair people balanced. It makes sense. But if someone wants to talk to you and get more information, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call at 1-877-334-9041. That's 1-877-334-9041. And we open at 10 o'clock on Saturdays. Just keep in mind that we open a little later on the weekend. And the other thing you can do is go on our website, mistyriverintros.com. There is a booking form there. You can choose whatever time or day works for you. And the interview takes about an hour. It doesn't cost you or obligate you, but it will give you a lot more information on how the service works.
The first step is always asking questions and getting comfortable. And all you have to do is reach out to Linda Miller and the team at Misty River Introductions. One number gets you started. 1-877-334-9041. That's 1-877-334-9041. Thanks for sharing that information. It's always good to know the insides of matchmaking, and I look forward to learning and hearing happy stories from you in the future, Linda. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Now, to explain more about how we can get our dental work done at home, we have denturist Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Marilyn. And I wanted to take a moment and talk directly to those of you that are caring for someone you love, whether that you're looking after a parent, a grandparent, or a neighbor, or someone you care for. I just want to let you know that I see you. I really do. And I get it. A lot of us, it's rewarding, but it's, to be honest, it's a little heavy sometimes. And you want to do everything you can, but between appointments, work, and your own family, it's easy to run out of time or energy, especially in the summer when you want to take a moment, breathe, and enjoy your loved ones again. That's why we do what we do. And we bring full and gentle care right to your loved one's home, whether they need a repair, a new partial, since they're missing teeth, or if they're missing all of their teeth, we can do a complete denture for them. We start with an oral exam, and we take our time to assess every part of their need and listen to their chief concerns. Maybe they're about to have some teeth removed and need an immediate denture. We're here to help them. And we work directly with your dentist or dental surgeon if needed. We start with an oral exam, look at what's going on, and go from there. Everything's done with compassion and patience. And if they're missing teeth, we have beautiful options. And like flexible dentures, tooth-colored clasps, or long-lasting metal-based ones. It's not one size fits all. It's personal. So let me maybe talk a little bit about Evelyn. She's 62, retired early, big heart, big smile, always the one cheering people on. But she lost a few front teeth because of medication side effects. And you know what? She just stopped going out. She stopped smiling. She didn't want her friends to see her like that. She said to me, I still feel like me inside, but I don't look like me anymore. That really stayed with me. We fit Evelyn with a flexible partial denture that looked completely natural. And she cried happy tears the first time she looked in the mirror. Then she called me 1 week later and she said, I went to my friend's birthday brunch. She even had her lipstick on, smiling wide, and she showed me a picture, feeling like herself again. And that's what this work is really about, Marilyn. It's not just teeth, it's dignity, confidence, and comfort. Not just for the person we care for, but for you, too. So someone in your life needs this kind of support, we're here. We come to you. We work with PSWs, families, and care teams. We take the stress out of it so you can spend more time enjoying the people you love. You can visit me at dentureready.com. You can call me. I'm Suzanne. My number is 647-204-4478. And we're mobile and we're gentle and compassionate and we're here for you when you're ready.
dentureready.com. Suzanne Salga. Personal dental care brought to your home. Thanks, Suzanne. I look forward to hearing another happy story next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Suzanne Salga, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across Southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Salga, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
Now, our downsizing realtor, Sharon Parenteau, joins us with her smart realty solutions. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn. I feel like every week we speak lately, I start off with a big exclamation of, phew, but this was definitely a phew kind of week. You see, as a realtor who specializes in helping seniors downsize, I encounter homes in all states of repair and disrepair. And this week, we finished a big project to get a house ready for sale that had been quite neglected over the years. At my initial consultation with the seller clients, I could definitely see that the decor was outdated, and I made some recommendations for strategic cosmetic changes that would help their home to sell. But it was only after we really got into working in the home that some other unpleasant surprises presented themselves. You know, the details are not important, but our team's response to the challenge was, I think, we weren't daunted by the surprises, but instead rolled up our sleeves to fix what we found and call in the necessary professionals to do what we couldn't. And I have to say, the outcome was truly bragworthy. If you check out our latest blog on smartrealtysolution.com/blog, you can see the transformation. It's quite remarkable. So it brings me to the point, what can homeowners do now for a future sale that will A, speed up the sale time, and B, increase sale price? Well, first, don't defer maintenance. Staying on top of minor home repairs is important for several reasons. First, it prevents small problems from becoming big problems. Also, expenses are spread out over time versus being hit with a big repair bill when it's time to sell. And also, buyers are most likely to overlook cosmetic issues in a home that has been otherwise well-maintained. My second piece of advice is to update your critical systems. Older homes require ongoing upgrades to key operating systems like windows, roof, heating, cooling, and electrical. I call these the big five because they are the five things buyers look at most closely and can be very costly to repair or replace them at the time of sale. Instead, I recommend that you start budgeting now for an upgrade to do to one or two of these things over the coming years. But I have a major caution about upgrading your heating and cooling system. Never lease a furnace or air conditioner. Never. The interest rates on the equipment and the never-ending service contract amounts to the same thing as buying a furnace on a credit card at about 29% interest. Do not be swindled by the door-to-door salespeople who promise you a new furnace or air conditioner for only $189 a month. You will need to buy out the lease contract prior to closing your sale, and this can run thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars in expense to you. A second word of warning about replacing your asphalt shingles. The manufacturer might claim that your existing shingles have a quote-unquote 25-year lifespan, but that timeline can be cut almost in half if your attic doesn't have adequate ventilation. If roof vents or soffits become blocked, condensation can gather under the roof sheathing and mold can form. Ask your roofing contractor to examine your attic for mold and take pictures if there's any mold accumulation. Find out the source of the ventilation problem and get it fixed. Sorry, Marilyn, I'm going off on a little bit of a rant, but it hurts my realtor's heart when clients are hit with avoidable costs at sale time. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, right? So for more information on the best renovations you can do to improve sale price, visit our website, smartrealtysolution.com, and request your copy of Best Renovations for ROI, Return on Investment. It's a free booklet that we will send to anyone who asks. On August 23rd, I will be hosting a workshop via Zoom on the same topic, Best Renovations for ROI. It starts at 4 p.m., but if you can't make it at that time, no worries. We'll send you the recording. Register at smartrealtysolution.com or call me, Sharon, at 416-460-5636. Well, that's it for me, Marilyn. My name is Sharon Parento, and these have been your Smart Realty Solutions for today.
For anything to do with real estate, one call will give you someone who cares, who has experience, and who will walk you through the process. Her name, Realtor Sharon Parento. Her number, 416-460-5636. That's 416-460-5636. Thank you, Sharon, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Thanks, Marilyn. Bye for now.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. And today, I'm going to share a story that illustrates something that I encountered in my shop on occasion. It illustrates how the right clothing choice can do more than enhance our appearance. It can build a bridge, it can ease tension, it can create joy, and it can bring us happiness. Alyssa and her daughter Cheryl came to my shop. There was going to be a family wedding in August, and they were shopping for an outfit for Cheryl. But they had a problem, and I could sense it before they even spoke. Cheryl came into my shop slouched over with a scowl, her arms folded tightly around her body. Alyssa followed with a tight-lipped smile and tired eyes. They'd been everywhere, Alyssa told me, but they couldn't agree on a thing, and now they were in my shop. When I asked Cheryl what she was looking for, Cheryl got a rebellious gleam in her eye. She announced she wanted to wear a micro mini black leather skirt, a purple tank top, fishnet stockings, sandals, high heels with a platform, and she wanted to dye her hair purple to match her outfit. Her mother, Alyssa, wasn't happy. Clearly, she had other thoughts. And she was miserable from the frustrating search for Cheryl's outfit. Tensions were high. They were speaking past each other, not to each other. They weren't listening to one another. So I gently invited us all to take a breath together, and we sat down and had a coffee. Conflict like this isn't uncommon, especially when personal style meets parental expectations. In moments like these, fashion becomes more than just about fabric and what's stylish. It's about identity, about self-expression, and definitely about compromise. To help them move forward, I guided them through some simple strategies that I've developed over the years. When two people just can't see eye to eye, we need to start by listening. I asked each of them to say what they wanted without interruption. Then, focus on the occasion. I brought the conversation back to the purpose of their shopping spree, the wedding outfit. And then, look for the overlap. What did they both want? Cheryl wanted to feel like herself and be on trend and yet be comfortable. And Alyssa wanted her daughter to look polished and appropriate and feel confident and look her best. So I reminded them about a quote from Henry Ford. Coming together is a beginning. Staying together is progress. And working together is success. When people work together toward a common goal, even with different perspectives, beautiful outcomes are possible, and I've seen it happen in my shop. So I asked Cheryl if she'd be open to try a few alternatives that were fun but different to her ideal black leather skirt and tank top and fishnet stockings. Maybe something new. So, yes, Cheryl agreed. We started with a puffy mini skirt and shimmering hot pink. It still had that bold, youthful energy that Cheryl loved. And we paired it with a fitted bustier in purple. It was sleek and modern. And over it, a hot pink crop jacket with a leg of mutton sleeve. And then we finished the look with silver shimmery platform sandals and a blingy small shoulder strap bag. I suggested that Cheryl skip the heavy hose and let her long tanned legs take center stage. After all, it was going to be warm. It was August. And yes, she could still add her purple or pink to her hair. It was a look that was fresh, on trend, a little bit edgy, and stylish, but also elegant enough to honor the occasion. It was a compromise, and both mother and daughter could see it. Cheryl stood tall, smiling in front of her mirror, and her mother smiled too. Their mission had been accomplished. They found an outfit that reflected Cheryl's individuality, but also eased Alyssa's heart as a mom. And I believe they found something even more important. A way to celebrate one another, a way to compromise and respect one another's views. It was a lesson here that applies far beyond the wardrobe. We can often find happiness even when things don't go our way. It's all about being open to other ways, to new ways. According to research from Northwestern University, what we wear has a direct psychological impact on how we feel. It's called enclothed cognition, and it shows that clothing affects not just how others perceive us, but how we perceive ourselves. And if you think about it, it's probably something you can say yes to. I've experienced that. It's also been found that when we wear outfits associated with happiness, we're more likely to feel upbeat, energetic, and socially confident. So, it's Happiness Happens Month. What better time to dress in ways that make us feel truly happy? For me, fashion isn't just about trends. It's about helping anyone find their best version of themselves reflected in the mirror. And when they're willing to try new things and explore possibilities and let me help them guide them, it's possible to find the best look, one that fits your personality and the occasion. And with it, there's confidence that comes, and comfort, and joy, and happiness. If you're listening and you want my help to guide you, I'm happy to help you find the best look so that you can be confident and comfortable and happy in what you wear. I'm just one phone call away. You can reach me at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. And if you'd like to order a signed copy of my book, Marilyn Weston, The Wardrobe Doctor, More Than Just Fashion, you can order it by calling me at the same number, Marilyn Weston, 416-504-6777. The book will cost my listeners $20 and local shipping will be free. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll hear from Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Before you can claim the new Canada Disability Benefit, you must first apply for the Disability Tax Credit. Does your medical condition make you eligible? We know the answer. Disability Tax Results. Here to help you get the tax credits you deserve. Call us for details. 519-265-3145.
Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. How to stay strong and coordinated as we age. So many physical abilities decline with normal aging, including strength, swiftness, and stamina. In addition to these muscle-related declines, there are also changes that occur in coordinating the movements of the body. Together, these changes mean that as you age, you may not be able to perform activities such as running to catch a bus, walking around the garden, carrying groceries into your house, keeping your balance on a slippery surface, or playing catch with your grandchildren as well as you used to. But these activities don't have to deteriorate. Let's look at why these declines happen and what you can do to actually improve your strength and coordination. Changes in strength, swiftness, and stamina with age are all associated with decreasing muscle mass. Although there is not much decline in your muscles between ages 20 and 40, after age 40, there can be a decline of 1 to 2% per year in lean body mass and 1.5 to 5% per year in strength. The loss of muscle mass is related to both a reduced number of muscle fibers and a reduction in fiber size. If the fibers become too small, they die. Fat twitch muscle fibers shrink and die more rapidly than others, leading to a loss of muscle speed. In addition, the capacity for muscles to undergo repair also diminishes with age. So, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, christinethehealthcoach.com, and try my online group training complimentary for 2 weeks and see if this is right for you.
You can't go wrong. You can learn how to stay strong and coordinated. Just give Christine a call and take her up on her free 2 weeks, 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christine. We'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility is here. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. August is Happiness Happens Month, and sometimes happiness isn't about something flashy or new. Sometimes it's about knowing you never have to leave the place you love most. That's exactly what my clients Ben and Rebecca told us when we first met them. They're a couple in their late 60s, full of life and full of energy and full of plans. But their biggest goal wasn't traveling or downsizing. It was the mission of staying in their home as long as they possibly can, as they don't want their stairs to dictate their life in the future. So we sat down together, and we made a plan to future-proof their home. It started with installing a home elevator, not just for today, but for 10, 15, 20 years down the road. It means they'll never have to worry about stairs limiting their independence. Now we looked at their bathroom. That's one of the most common places for slips, falls, and challenges as we age. So we're giving it a full barrier-free renovation. That means a roll-in shower with zero threshold, so it's easy and safe to enter no matter your mobility. A raised toilet seat that's more comfortable and accessible, and a sleek, modern, accessible vanity that works whether you're standing or seated. It's not just functional, it's beautiful, because accessibility doesn't mean giving up style. Ben and Rebecca took the first steps by reaching out, and now they're on their way to living safely in the home they love for decades to come, and you can too. If you or someone you love wants to stay in their home, not just now, but forever, it starts with a simple, no-pressure, free home assessment. We call it the Total Home Safety Check. We will talk about your space, your needs, and how we can keep you moving safely and comfortably in the place you already call home, because at Greater Toronto Accessibility, staying in motion starts right at home.
Can we have one of these future proofings, your Total Home Safety Check?
Absolutely. So this assessment's usually $89.95, and it is the roadmap to your future, so I do think it's priceless. But to get you started, I do want to give this assessment away for free for the first three callers this week. So if you call me directly at 647-206-6409, you can book yours right away.
Happiness can happen and it can last. All you have to do is make a call to Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility and get your free forever home assessment, 647-206-6409. That's 647-206-6409. Thank you, and a shout out to Dan and Rebecca. All the best, Daniel.
Thank you.
It's the first weekend in August, and it's our triple decker opportunity to celebrate, to let happiness happen, to let romance, love, and friendship all be part of our day and our lives. Minutes tick by, and we rarely notice until they're gone. But those minutes add up. They become our days, our seasons, our summers, and our lives. And how we spend them matters. It's up to us what we choose. This weekend, it's an opportunity to pause, to take a breath, and reflect on the good life can bring. Poets have written about it, philosophers have spoken it, and life, we all know, is fleeting. But when we take the time to look around, to connect, to laugh, to love, to simply enjoy each moment, those moments don't just vanish. Happiness can stay with us, not just for a moment, not just for a day or even a month, but for years, for decades, and throughout our entire life. We can be nourished by happiness long after the moment has passed. I remember being in a car on a road trip with my mom and dad, my Aunt Helen, and Uncle Morris. It was going to be 2, maybe 3-hour drive. We were talking and joking and enjoying one another's company. And then out of the blue, my Aunt Helen turned to my mom and she said, "Paula, do you remember this?" And she began to sing a song from their childhood. In that instance, the car was filled with something magical. My mom's eyes welled up with tears, and she joined in to the melody with my Aunt Helen. And together, my mom and aunt sang the entire song, and I've never forgotten it. And whenever I hear it or hum it, I feel their love, and I feel the happiness of that moment. That's what we can learn from moments like that. That happiness can be triggered by simple things, by just one note or one word or one simple memory. And science, it backs this up. It's been shown that positive emotions help build lifelong resilience. And when we remember happy moments, long after they passed, those memories bring us comfort and strength. And a Harvard adult development study, one of the longest ever conducted, confirms that warm relationships and joyful memories are key to long-term well-being. It's good to know that happiness can carry forward and continue to bring us joy, not just for a day or a week, but for a lifetime. Of course, sometimes life doesn't go as planned. Recently, a friend of mine was devastated when her big vacation plans for this summer fell through. She found herself stuck at home, frustrated and disappointed, and she moped around for a few days. But then, each day, something shifted. When she sat on her balcony with a cup of coffee, she listened to the birds, smelled the grass, noticed the sunshine and the blue skies. And she realized that she didn't need to be anywhere else to feel joy. Joy was there. It was waiting for her to say yes and to let happiness happen. So she shifted her perspective. She let go of what wasn't and embraced what was. Her days became filled with local adventures, time with friends and family, and the simple pleasures of home. She told me, "I thought I'd lost my summer when I lost my trip, but I really didn't lose anything." She had learned something powerful, that happiness can happen anywhere and in every moment if we let it in. And I learned from her and from my mom and Aunt Helen's serenade. And we can learn today, on this August 2nd, and every day, that we have the opportunity to look around, to appreciate the simple things, and to be happy. Sometimes we wear invisible blinkers that keep us looking straight ahead, focused on what's next, on what we have to do. But when we take off those blinkers, we start to see the beauty that's been all around us all along. We can let happiness happen, and when it does, it gives us strength to move through life with greater peace and joy. The number of things that can make us happy is limitless, and it's different for each of us. But all we have to do is stay open, open to the music of our lives, to our friendships, to love, and to the beauty that surrounds us. August isn't just part of summer. Nor is it simply a bridge to September and fall. It's a magical month, and it offers us the chance to let happiness happen. We can invite it in, we can embrace the good, welcome the quiet, and enjoy the fullness of the gift happiness brings. And when we do, we'll nourish ourselves. Spending time in nature lowers our stress. It reduces our blood pressure, it boosts immune function, and it improves our mood and mental clarity. Even the sunshine helps us. It produces vitamin D for stronger bones and better mood, and it's free. And flowers, yes, flowers, have been shown to elevate emotion and improve our memory, especially in mature adults. So today, and throughout this summer, especially this August, we've been offered a gift, the gift of enjoying the beauty and benefits of letting happiness happen. So let's let it in. Let it lift us. Let it remind us who and what we love and who loves us. And let it strengthen us each and every time we let it in. Michael Ashuler wisely reminds us, the bad news is that time flies. The good news is that you're the pilot. So let's remember that. Let's navigate this moment. Let's not miss the beauty of August. Let's smell the blooms before they fade. Let's take walks and make calls and say yes to laughter, to love, and to living our best. And if you want help to pilot your life and let happiness happen more easily, please feel free to reach out to any member of the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. We're just a phone call or an email away. Just visit my website, marilyns.ca, click on radio, and you'll find our sponsor expert list with all our contact information. Or you're always welcome to call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. It's time to say goodbye. But first, thanks to our frontline workers, our healthcare professionals, and our essential service providers. And thank you to Ian, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for listening, for being willing to navigate life and let happiness happen. Have a good day. Enjoy the holiday weekend. Have a fabulous week until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8, right here on Zoomer Radio. And please remember, happiness happens, and it can happen for all of us if we give it a chance. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.